Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will meet once again this weekend in Vienna. Diplomacy pushing or being pushed by events in Syria. Russia has called for the creation of a new constitution in Syria within 18 months, but it doesn't mention any sort of relinquishing of power by dictator Bashar al-Assad. Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for the BBC, says Russia's military moves have changed the diplomatic game and pushed a lot of pieces around on the board in the Middle East.
The Russian military intervention in Syria, its airstrikes, has changed not just the situation on the ground, but also what it has, of course, done is it has radically changed the whole diplomatic context as well, making it absolutely clear that if there is to be any kind of settlement, the diplomatic road runs as much through Moscow as anywhere else.
Do you think the downing of the plane in Sinai, even though it's wrapped in smoke and mirrors at this point, is also driving Russian enthusiasm about all this?
I think it does underscore the fact that President Putin, for all his bravado and expansive presentation of Russia's foreign policy, realizes that this intervention in Syria is only going to be successful in Russian terms if it is limited both in duration and scope. If it expands too far, then Russia risks entanglement or worse. So I think it's no surprise now that we're seeing the other boot dropping, as it were, that the Russians clearly have in mind both a military strategy on the one hand with a pretty clear limited aims, but very much an accompanying diplomatic strategy that goes along with it.
Does Russia lose face if Bashar al-Assad goes, in the sense that the Russians have been supportive of his regime and the United States has declared almost as a precondition that he go?
Well, let's be clear. A lot of Western leaders, including the Americans, have backed away from the idea that President Assad needs to go immediately. And of course, the Russians probably are not wedded to the man himself in the long term. They're wedded to a regime in Syria that furthers Russia's interests. The Russian proposals, I'd hesitate to call it a peace plan yet, but they envisage a sort of 18-month period during which there would be a new constitution drafted, there would be a referendum on that constitution, and if it were approved, there would be new presidential and new parliamentary elections. Interestingly, they say that the president that emerged from that election would still be in charge of foreign policy and the armed forces, but that the parliament, presumably a prime minister, would be in charge, would have executive power over domestic matters.
So what do you make of this offensive in Sinjar near the Syrian Iraqi border, Islamic State militants being attacked by Kurds with the U.S. support? Is that an attempt to grab territory on the ground while this diplomatic initiative is going on? Or is it the U.S. fighting the battle for an independent Kurdistan, something that most Americans on the streets of New York and Chicago would be surprised to learn we're involved in?
Well, of course, the Americans, I don't think, would like to present it as that, not least because it poses particular problems with Turkey, whose probably biggest concern in all of this crisis is what it might do in terms of leading to potentially a Kurdish state of some kind. I think what we're seeing across the board in both Syria and Iraq are efforts, albeit with limited American air power, to try and roll back Islamic State where that can be done. The vital thing is to be able to rely upon effective forces on the ground, and the Kurdish forces have proved throughout this contest to be amongst the most able on which the Americans can rely. The Syrian government forces have made some gains in and around Aleppo, although the fighting there is still very fraught, but they've pushed through to a besieged air base and appear to have been able to relieve the siege on that air base. So you see a patchwork picture of a certain amount of pressure on Islamic State, but of course none of this really represents a full-scale military campaign.
Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for the BBC, speaking to us from London. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you.